Hawaii's legislative leadership is now in place. Newly elected House Speaker Scott Sike calls the team the face of Hawaii. With more of what that face looks like, Civil Beat reporter Nathan Eagle has today's reality check. Hey there.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, thanks. Now, we knew that Scott Sike was voted in. Now we also know what his leaders are all about. Interesting, there's not only new people in post, but an additional post. Why do we have two policy leaders now?
Well, part of it is he wants to get the younger members more of an opportunity. He also wants to have better neighbor island representation. So that's why he's trying to do this tag team.
Tag team of in that way only? I mean, it seems like we've got a real wide swath here of people who are in various different generations and also with, you know, different perspectives.
Absolutely. He's not just doing the two policy leaders for the first time, but there's also five majority whips with Representatives Henry Aquino, Aaron Ling Johansson, Chris Lee, Mark Nakashima, and Justin Woodson. They're coming from parts of Maui, Big Island, Oahu, and they're replacing the one majority whip that was prior to that change, Representative Ken Ito, who was from Oahu.
Interesting that you mentioned Aaron Ling Johansson. I mean, only a couple of years ago, he was a Republican.
Exactly. And I asked Scott Sike that question, and he told me that he feels comfortable with him serving in a leadership post. He said that he's contributed to the Democratic caucus in a substantive manner, quote.
In looking at the lineup of people who now are the leadership positions, seeing one face that most people might expect would be in that, Della Albalotti.
Absolutely. The former, well, current health committee chair is now going to be the vice speaker. Scott Sike told me that he wanted to have his top lieutenants be all female, which is, I think, a first. And so he's got her in the top post as vice speaker and calls her intelligent, hardworking, and vision. So he's really excited to have her on board.
And the other women?
Representative Dee Morikawa, she's from Kauai, and Representative Cindy Evans from over on the Big Island.
So in general, when you look at this lineup of folks, what are you taking away from it that might somehow set us up for what may happen either later this summer or the next legislative session?
Well, what I'm seeing is it's bigger, noticeably. There's a few extra positions. It's younger, and some of those younger members tend to be a lot more progressive. And then it's more diverse as well. So you've got, I think by my last count, 11 members of the 51 that are part of leadership. So we'll see how that changes and how that affects things.
And what difference they're able to make. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org, today featuring reporter Nathan Eagle.